Okay, back to politics. We know a lot about what people think about the presidential candidates from polls, primaries, and the caucuses. But what about their deeper thoughts?
Well, Madeline, a Canadian author recently started a website that attempts to probe the political collective unconsciousness. It's called I Dream of Barack, I Dream of Hillary, and it invites readers to submit their dreams about the Democratic candidates.
Our contributor, actress Annabelle Gurwitch, was intrigued, and so she asked a psychoanalyst, actually her psychoanalyst, Mel Gottlieb, to interpret some of the dreams in the book. And by the way, Gottlieb is also Annabelle's rabbi.
I know there are many ideas about interpretation of dreams, and one of them is that in a dream, everyone you dream about represents you. So I'm wondering, if you dream about Hillary Clinton or Barack Obama, what would that mean? What part of you would you be dreaming about?
Within the psyche, we have archetypal images that can be represented in different ways. But if we dream about Obama, it could be we're dreaming about the wise old man, someone who represents wisdom and guidance.
Wait, the wise old man, but he's so young. Isn't that the issue, he's very young?
Well, but he could be an old soul. He connotes an aura of wisdom. He's calm. He has equanimity. Uh-huh. He speaks about broad issues.
And Hillary would be your inner pantsuit?
And if we speak about Hillary, it could be also the great mother.
Okay, let me ask you about a couple of dreams that are listed on the site. Mm-hmm. This is a woman who dreams about Hillary Clinton. I was wearing a metallic necklace, either copper, brass, or gold. Hillary showed up, and she kept staring at it. This made me extremely angry, and I told her off for being so rude. So,
the necklace is a symbol, however.
What is a necklace a symbol of?
Can it be associated with one's willpower, that which you're carrying into life, let's say ideas or problems, or it may also be like a noose, something that's tying you down.
That's really interesting, because Hillary does tend to wear big jewelry. Okay, let me hit you with another.
I just want to say one more thing about a noose. That also can be associated with a bad idea when you're
usually
a noose
is a bad idea around the neck,
right? Or a bad outcome that something might hang you.
That's very interesting.
I just want to tell you what Jung says about symbols, though. He says, learn as much as you can about symbolism, then forget it all when you're analyzing a dream.
That means don't listen to a thing that Jung said?
Well, what it means is that symbols are something that can connect you with something larger. But basically, since each person has a subjective reality, the person has to associate what that necklace means to him or her.
Right. This is also why we have to spend so many years in therapy, right? Okay, let me ask you about this dream.
Yes.
I became best friends with Barack Obama. We had a sleepover, and he cooked me pancakes in the morning. Do we know what pancakes might symbolize in a dream?
Well, that's food. You know, food is something that could be nurturing. And pancakes is round. It could represent a mandala, wholeness.
Good thing is a pancakes and not a waffle, which has ridges and could mean some kind of something rough and uneven.
A circle is always a special symbol of wholeness.
Have you had any dreams about the candidates?
Actually, I saw them both running in a race. And at first they were competing heavily against each other, but by the finish line, they were even. And after finishing, they actually embraced.
Okay, you're a rabbi, so I think this is just a part of a talk that you're giving. I don't believe this. I'm not to question your veracity, but I'm sorry, that's just too symbolic.
You know, I've told you before, one can dream away one's life or one can live out one's dream. So sometimes dreams help you toward individuation, toward actualization. Those are the best kinds of dreams.
Okay, I think I need to go back into therapy.
That's actress Annabelle Gurwitch with her rabbi and psychotherapist Mel Gottlieb. The website collecting candidate dreams is called I Dream of Barack, I Dream of Hillary.